You're listening to the American Scalds Nordic Sound Podcast, promoting Nordic music history and culture wherever podcasts can be found. Welcome back to the Nordic Sound Today. I am your host, Jameson Foster, and today we will be covering a Danish band called Dreamer's Circus, who recently put out their new single, Befaldu Dinavea. But first, I wanted to thank you guys. Last week was pretty scary for me. As it usually is scary for a content creator, I did something different. I posted an episode that wasn't about classical music. Yep. Pretty strange, right? The central theme of this podcast for the last 2 years since its beginning has been classical music history, but I always felt that we were missing something by not talking about the music of today. Because remember, my mission statement is to spread my appreciation for Nordic music to those who also feel the same way about it and want to learn more. So by only talking about the music of yesterday, I was really neglecting the music of today, which is in many ways more important than the music of yesterday. So, taking that leap to make an episode that's not about classical music but is instead about a band like Vardruna, I was pretty scared that it might flop. It might disappoint people who come here exclusively for classical music. However, I put my faith in you guys that you wanted to know more about Nordic music in general, and, well, it seems like everyone was happy. So again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for your support, and I'm really glad you all enjoyed that episode. I'm looking forward to us creating a community for the appreciation of Nordic sound here, and it looks like we're well on our way. Speaking of community, we had a poll in the community yesterday, and that was about the name of this series. See, I was pretty conflicted. On one hand, Nordic Sound Today is what I already picked. But on the other hand, the Nordic Sound Review had a more journalistic-y name for it that I kinda liked. But because I was so conflicted, I put it to you guys. And the community, between Reddit and Instagram, by and large chose the Nordic Sound Today. So, it's what we're sticking with, and if you're interested in participating in stuff like this, then definitely head on over to the r/Nordic Sound community, or follow me on Instagram. I'm looking forward to having more community engagement like that in the future, as that was pretty enjoyable for me to see that poll play out. Okay, so enough of the mushy community stuff. Let's get into the content. So, something I'd like to do in these episodes before getting into the review is cover some current events that happened in the last week or so with Nordic music. So, first off, iconic Sami musician Mari Boine went into the studio this week to record a new album. That's pretty exciting, as she's been an iconic Sami musician for almost 20 years at this point, and she does that while being a musicology professor. See? I told you we exist. Next up, Hovendroven, which I love the name. It's the Swedish take on Helter Skelter. Hovendroven is a really interesting fusion band that combines what I lovingly call dad rock, who other people call indie rock, with traditional Swedish folk music. And in 2021, they released their album called Trad, and it was nominated for a Swedish Grammy. So good luck to them, and I look forward to covering that album in the near future. Lastly, we've got a bit of news a little bit out of left field, but Einar Selvik from Vardruna, who we talked about last week, they gave a series of concerts in England over the last week or so. And when they performed in London, I believe, he met Bill Bailey and posted a picture of himself with Bill Bailey. For those of you who aren't familiar, Bill Bailey is a comedian-musician hybrid. My wife has been a fan of him for a long time. He's a pretty funny guy, but neither of us would have ever expected to open up Instagram and see a picture of Einar Selvik with Bill Bailey, with Einar Selvik talking about how much of an influence Bill Bailey was on him. So, again, I never would have drawn that line, but there it is. The more you know. Okay, so that wraps up the news. Let's get into Dreamer's Circus. For those of you who aren't familiar, Dreamer's Circus is a folk band, a folk trio, based out of Denmark. They've been performing together since 2009, and ever since they've had quite a few albums, and they've been making quite the name for themselves in the Nordic folk scene. They describe their own sound as New Nordic, as they take a lot of traditional Nordic music but mix it with more contemporary styles like minimalism and electronic music. And honestly, I'm a huge fan. I've been a huge fan of them ever since I first heard their song, I believe it was called A Room in Paris. It came up on Spotify's Shuffle one day, and I was hooked immediately. So yeah, they're known for their really unique sound palette, and if you haven't heard of them before, you haven't given them a chance, hopefully this review will tip the scales in their favor for you. So a few weeks ago, they released this single called Befall Du Dineveia, which was actually originally a German psalm, and it was even used in Bach's St. Matthew's Passion. But it has since made its way into popular Danish song and hymn repertoire since it was translated in, I believe, the 1600s by a Danish priest. And it's popular for good reason, as the lyrics are quite moving and a little timeless, as they relate to, you know, believe that you are doing the right thing, keep your faith, and good things will happen to you. A rough translation of the first verse reads, "Command your ways and all your heartache to his faithful care, who lives in the castle of heaven. He who can bind the storm, who may the waves sound, he can and find the way on which your foot can walk." Now, you don't have to be Christian or religious for these words to ring true, as a secular interpretation that I take on it is, as I said, believe in yourself, believe that you are walking the right path, and things will work out for you. And as a cheesy romantic at heart, I'm a sucker for this kind of stuff. Now, the immense pathos behind this psalm is beautifully interpreted by Dreamer's Circus. They utilize their unique sound palette that you will soon hear, but they do more of an emphasis on the ambient electronic part than they usually do, which actually brings something out that is reminiscent of Icelandic musician Álfur Arnalds, who, if you aren't familiar with, we will definitely be covering him on in this series and on this channel, because he's easily one of the more significant Icelandic musicians alive today. So before I play the sound clip for you, I want us to consider what Dreamer's Circus means as a name according to the members of the band. They tell us, "We aim to create a music that can unlock the imagination and allow listeners to find in our melodies a space for dreaming." Now, keep that in mind as we listen to their new single, Befall Du Dineveia. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, with that mission statement of creating a space for their listeners to dream in, they achieved that in this piece without compromise. Their beautiful mix of subtle electronics and synth pads create this ambient mood and sound space, but while also holding up a meditative harmony and melody that you hear on the dulcimer, while Danish string quartet's Rune Tonsgaard Sorensen evokes powerful emotions through his signature lyrical and lush violin playing. And yes, you heard that right. Rune Tonsgaard Sorensen of the Danish String Quartet. There's that folk-classical engagement and relationship that we keep learning about throughout Nordic music history. You can see that, especially in Sorensen, that is alive and well today. What's even more interesting about this piece beyond the music itself is its backstory. A few years ago, when Dreamer's Circus was in the Faroe Islands, they were in a small village around springtime. Now, for those of you who remember Seder Girls from the Norwegian Music History series, the Faroe Islands still do that today, except it's grown men. So, the Dreamer Circus was in this village around the time that the men would leave with their goats up into the mountains of the Faroe Islands. Now, it's a very dangerous journey, and there's no promise you'll make it back alive. So, a tradition accompanying this yearly journey is for the men to gather and sing a hymn together. And the hymn they sing is Befall Du Dineveia, which is of course a song praying for protection, or praying that their journey will lead them to the right place. Sorensen even recounts the story on their website, when he writes, 12 men from the village were about to embark on their annual trip across the mountain with a dozen rams. The animals spend the summer on some extremely steep mountainsides, where the grass is especially nutritious before they are picked up in the fall. We were asked if we wanted to join the adventure, and of course the answer was yes. But before we left on what is quite a dangerous trip, the men gathered close together to observe a centuries-old tradition, singing a hymn. On this occasion, they sang Befall Du Dineveia, and hearing those old voices in the green Faroese mountains made such a tremendous impression on us, it inspired us to do our own version of the melody. So, this profound experience definitely left an impact on them, for their upcoming EP only has 4 tracks, and for them to dedicate one of those tracks to their interpretation of this 17th century hymn, I think it was pretty important to them, and definitely shines through in the performance. You can really feel and hear the passion behind it. So this dreamy spiritual soundscape is actually something that the Dreamer Circus has really perfected over their career, as if you go back through their albums, you can definitely hear that they are shooting for this sort of sound throughout their discography. And fortunate for you, if you enjoyed this little sound clip immensely, and if you enjoyed the single, rest assured there is plenty of music like this waiting for you throughout their discography. Now, I wish I could give a release date for their upcoming EP Lost Swans for you all, but their website doesn't say anything about a date, nor can I find any press release, but I'm assuming it's going to be pretty soon, as they've released two of the four tracks as singles already, so, you know, there's only so much more they can do without just releasing the whole album one single at a time. So, again, no date to share with you, but look forward to it in the near future. And so, friends, that brings us to the end of the Nordic Sound today. Now, I do have some pretty exciting stuff on the horizon to share with you all, and if you don't want to miss it, be sure to head on over to theamericanskull.com to join the mailing list. It's as simple as typing out your email and clicking a button. Further, you can join the Reddit community at r/NordicSound and follow me on Instagram and Twitter as well. Also, if you have a Nordic band you'd like to see covered on the channel, or if you are a member of a Nordic band which you would like to see covered on the channel, please reach out to me. I could always use more recommendations to cover. I am only one person after all. Lastly, remember to leave a review, comment, like, share. Anything you can do to help spread the word and grow the channel is deeply appreciated. So, don't be a stranger, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of the American Scalds Nordic Sound Podcast.